Dancing in the Rain. I was one of those kids. I went to a wonderful Jewish sleepaway summer camp for 7 summers. I absolutely loved it. The lazy summer days filled with making friendship bracelets at the Art Pagoda. Shout out to all those counselors that spent hours teaching me how to make the perfect bracelet. Splashing around in the lake, and of course, making new friends. But why does that matter at all? I'm in Ecuador, thousands of miles away from a place I call home. Well, Camp Livingston taught me what it was like to have a second home and to build a community, to truly give yourself to a place and share with a new family. Camp Livingston taught me that who cares about the bugs, the mice, the cockroaches sitting in your shower? Like, really? Who cares? In the end, that was not what camp was about. I ended up learning to love the smell of the bathrooms because it reminded me of wonderful days at Livingston. Camp was about the relationships that we formed and the community that we built. It was about growing into a better person and working alongside others to help them do the same. Now that I'm in Ecuador, I owe such a big thank you to Camp Livingston, the staff, the campers, the place. In Ecuador, I don't care anymore that I'm constantly dripping in sweat. It's actually a wonderful glow now, sort of. I don't mind anymore that I have mosquito bites, that my towel is never fully dry, that I probably smell. Yeah, I definitely do. But those are just the little things that I have to thank camp for. I am grateful that camp forced me to live in a cabin with 9 other hormonal teenagers because now I'm living in a compound with tons of family constantly walking in and out of my room. I am living in a house filled with Sinchiwarmi, or strong women. And of course, with so many strong women come many opinions and different moods. But I love it. I love how open it is. I care so much about my family and friends here because they are part of home in my community. They support me, and I try my best to reciprocate. Camp Livingston taught me to be proud of my Jewish identity. It taught me to love Saturday services in the middle of the beautiful woods of Bennington, Indiana, to appreciate the surrounding nature. In Ecuador, about 75% or more of the people here are Catholic. I currently live with an evangelical family. We go to church a lot. This has been a great and sometimes mentally painful opportunity to learn about a different religion, a different background. Yet I am so proud that I am Jewish. When it is my night to say the prayer before dinner, I proudly recite the Hamotzi in Hebrew, sharing my religion and culture with my family. Being around so many that do not share the same religion as myself just makes me feel prouder of where I come from, and at the same time, more intrigued to learn about why others have different truths when it comes to religion. I owe the origins of this Jewish pride to Camp Livingston. So thank you, Camp Livingston, for teaching me that everyone shall be a blessing and that everyone and everything matters. Thank you for teaching me the power of family, friends, and building a community, no matter where that community may be. But I guess, most importantly, thank you for teaching me to dance in the rain. Because I may get wet and dirty, but I will be with the people I love, and I will be so incredibly happy. So if you're listening to this, go try dancing in the rain a bit.